And the Caps do get it back. LaPierre's speed making an impact. Gets it to Strome. Across to Carlson. Back to Strome. He scores! Dylan Strome! Game winning goal in overtime. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Detroit! Washington's lead for the wild card is at 2. They take down the Wings. 4-3, the final.
This is Caps This Morning with John Walton and Ben Raby on Caps Radio 24/7.
The Capitals take down Detroit in overtime to improve playoff positioning. Hendrix LaPierre joins us as Washington wins its third straight. And Bailey Johnson from the Post joins us as the team now heads to Toronto. Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. Welcome to Caps This Morning here on Caps Radio 24/7. In what was the team's biggest game of the year to date, the Capitals rallied from a one-goal deficit after two periods to defeat the Detroit Red Wings last night 4-3 at Capital One Arena. Dylan Strome scored two goals, including the overtime game winner. Connor McMichael and Nick Dowd also scored goals, and Charlie Lindgren, in his 100th NHL game, continued his march to remember by winning for the 9th time in the month, and Washington now has won 6 of 7 and 9 of 13 to be 2 points up on the Red Wings for the second wild card and 1 point back of the Philadelphia Flyers for third place in the Metropolitan Division, that with 2 games in hand. After the game, we talked with Hendrix LaPierre about another win that has the Capitals squarely in the push for the playoffs. This was a terrific game tonight. Thanks for joining us here. This is a huge win. Tell us about what this means in the dressing room and the celebration that you guys just had.
Yeah, pretty special win. Obviously, we knew it was a really big game. We knew it was going to be a really gritty game. And I think once again, you know, we're down after two periods and we show our character, show our resiliency. And I think, you know, that's what makes this group so special. So found a way again. You know, as I said, it was a heck of a battle, but Stromberg with the clutch genes, and now we get to go home with 2 points.
Yeah, Hendrix, this was tonight a game that you guys are down after two periods. What did it mean to be able to get the goal that started the period from Connor and kind of start the road back here?
Yeah, big old Mike was once again very clutch. He scores big goals. He seems to step up his game when moments are important. I saw it firsthand last year during the playoffs, and I'm seeing it again right now. You know, he's been very hot lately. He's had a good stretch, and we need him. You know, we need everyone in this room, and Mikey's, answered the bell, and he's been very good so far, and I know he's going to continue doing that. So he scores big goal. He gets us back in that game. Stromer gets a huge goal as well to get the third one, and then caps it off in overtime. So just a really special night, and once again, I think, you know, an effort from everyone, which is something that's pretty special. Everyone contributed, and yeah, I think we can be pretty proud of ourselves tonight. But then you know, tomorrow we're back at work and we got another game in 2 days, and it's gonna be like that for the end of the year. So
we've seen it so many times these last few weeks. I think back to the Carolina game on Friday. You're down after two, you find a way. What was the mood after Patrick Kane scored? You guys were defending a lead, things were going really well, and he makes an unbelievable shot to get the game tied. What was the mood after that? What enabled you guys to shake that off and still get the win anyway?
Yeah, mood was all good. I mean, obviously you want to win in regulation, but we knew that they were going to battle back, and I mean, it's not easy to obviously win in this league, and they're going to score some goals. So I mean, obviously he scored a big goal, that's what he does. And then you know, after that we kind of just managed the game, try to get to overtime, and then once we got in overtime we got the win. But yeah, it's never easy. Like, even if there's 5-6 minutes left in this league, like, plenty of things can happen, so you got to be on your toes all the time. And Chuck was unreal tonight, helped us a lot, and that's just a perfect shot by Kane. So it was all good on the bench. Boys were poised. Not a single person started screaming or whatever. We were all just really dialed in and focusing on the next goal.
Well, a win and against Detroit, and now it is off to Toronto. Lappy, thank you so much for joining us here. We'll see you on the bird tomorrow to Toronto. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good night.
The Eastern Conference standings this morning have Philadelphia in third place with 82 points and only 9 games to play. The Capitals with 81 points, second wild card, 4 back of Tampa Bay, and 1 back of the Flyers with 2 games in hand for third place. And Detroit in 9th with 79, just 10 games to play. The Devils, they're 5 out. The Islanders, 6 back, and the Sabres 8 back with time just about to run out. All the Caps have to do is hold serve, and there will be playoff hockey in D.C. this spring. This morning on the show, as the Caps head to Toronto today, Bailey Johnson from The Post is here on the team's power play success, Charlie Lindgren, and the unlikely playoff run the team is on. Well, Bailey, thanks for joining us. This has been an interesting few weeks where the Caps at the beginning of March, going back to maybe the Arizona game, it looked like that this team was going to be too far behind to rally to be in this position. And yet here they are looking to try and find their way into the postseason. And with 10 games to go, essentially, at this point, it's been a phenomenal turnaround fueled partly by other teams that aren't necessarily playing well, but the Caps are doing enough to find ways to win hockey games right now.
They absolutely are. And I think if you'd told me in November, in January, even in the middle of February, that I would still be covering meaningful hockey games at the end of March, I would not have believed it. This team has found a way all year to never be too far out of it, but there were certainly points where it looked like the mountain was just going to be too high to climb. But like you said, other teams have maybe not quite made the pushes that you would have expected from them. The Red Wings came back to earth. The Islanders haven't been very good. Philly's been up and down. So the Caps have been able to do enough on their own, and they've gotten help where they've needed it, and it's kept them 10 games left still in a really good spot.
The power play, I don't know that I have ever seen at any level a turnaround that was so incredibly bad in the first half to so incredibly amazing in the second half, where they have lapped everybody else, number one in the league going back to February 8th, multiple power play goal games. They've been able to find ways in large part to stay alive in the playoff race because they're scoring power play goals, and they were nowhere in the first half. Where has this turnaround come from?
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of the stuff that Spencer Carberry has been trying to instill in them since training camp, and it took months to break old habits, took months to ingrain the new patterns that he was looking for, took months to get buy-in. It's really hard for guys who have done one thing one way for such a long time to change it and then have it not work. That's a really tough thing for a coach to sell them, is we believe this is going to work. This is what we need to do. It has to change. And then they don't score power play goals. It doesn't work. They look disjointed on the ice. Like, it kind of just became a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy where it wasn't working. They were getting frustrated. They go back to the old patterns that Carberry was trying to break for a reason, because they'd gotten predictable. And now finally a little bit of a personnel change. I do think Evgeny Kuznetsov not being with the team and now being in Carolina has changed that. It's hard to have those old patterns when the player who's part of the old patterns isn't there. There's a little bit of forced changing of the habits there with the personnel changes, and they have two units right now that are really clicking. Spencer Carberry just called them 1A and 1B, and he's spot on with that, which I couldn't tell you the last time this team had a 1A and 1B power play. I mean, it's well before my time here, that's for sure. To see an Alex Ovechkin ran power play have a legitimate second unit that can score, they scored a goal the other night. It's been an unbelievable turnaround for that unit.
On the subject of the buy-in, and that I think is an important component all the way across the board. Talk to John Carlson after the Winnipeg game. I don't know how much torque he could have put into that shot that ended up being the game winner. If it shot it any harder, I think his arms would have gone flying off. And I talked to him about it and kind of laughed with him about it after the game. And that's the buy-in from the veterans. The veterans, and talking with Spencer Carberry yesterday, are feeding the kids. The kids understand what needs to be done. And it has been a lot of fun to watch this morphing of those two things together, where the guys who have been there and were part of the banner, and there aren't many guys left on this team now that did that, but they're passing on some of those things. And that, to me, has been one of the most fun things to watch through the kids that won in Hershey last year.
It's really cool to see the two groups coming together. Connor McMichael, Hendrix LaPierre, Ivan Marochenchenko, even he wasn't part of that team that won, but has been in Hershey this year and got to know that winning culture, to see them combine with the veterans and the veterans instill. I think that's part of what's kept the Caps in it, is they know there are a lot of players on this team who know what it takes to win at this time of year and what it takes to get into the playoffs. And some of the teams they're competing against, like the Flyers, like the Red Wings, it's been a while since they were in this time of year and had a legitimate chance. So guys like Ovi, guys like John Carlson, guys like TJ Oshie, they know what this time of year is. Spencer Carberry referred to Ovi as being able to smell it the other day. Like, they know what it takes. They've instilled that in the young guys. The young guys are bringing an unbelievable energy. And Connor McMichael is playing as the top line center on this team right now and doing a very good job with it as they're making a push for the playoffs with 10 games left in the year. Like, it's kind of unbelievable when you think about it in those sort of cold terms, but they've come together so well. The way they've bought into what Spencer has sold them, I mean, I don't think the way this team has to grind out 2-1 wins is exactly what Spencer Carberry envisioned when he was drawing this up at the beginning of the year, but he's gotten the team to buy into it, and he talks all the time about how incredibly difficult it is to play the way they have to play to win games, and every single player on the roster's bought into it.
And for all the buy-in and for all the things that have happened, none of it would be happening right now if it weren't for
Charlie Lindgren, who has put down some of the best goaltending this side of Braden Holtby in these parts, going back to when this team won in 18. And even Braden, funny enough, this time of year wasn't even the guy that year. It was Philip Grubauer who was doing the same thing. And yet here we are. No team has a goaltender that has more wins in the month of March. Nobody has come up with more big saves to keep his team in it, I don't think, especially thinking back to the Winnipeg game where they had no business winning that game, and yet they did anyway. Charlie's the MVP of this team, and if you would have said that back in training camp, I don't know if anybody would have believed that, but I can't believe in 10 games that that answer is going to change.
No, it certainly won't. The thing that's been the most impressive to me is as he's been handed the ball over the last stretch here and has really become their 1A starting goalie, he bounces back when he has a bad night. The game after the road trip where he went against Toronto wasn't easy for him or anybody, and he came back in the next game, and while it was a little bit wild, you know, comes in, helps them win that game, and then Winnipeg, he's unbelievable. I think back to the Detroit game, the first one they went there, and he was had a difficult night and came back and bounced back from that. Like, the way he has not let himself get rattled by difficult outings says to me everything I need to know about the confidence he instills in his teammates and the confidence they have in him, because it just seems like every time he's in net, they believe they can win the game. He believes he's going to win the game for him. I mean, if you give Charlie Lindgren a lead, you're probably pretty safe. Carolina game, third period aside, where things were totally off the rails. But other than that, I mean, if they can get a one or two goal lead, he's pretty much can take care of them the rest of the way, and they feed off of that. And it's really cool to watch how they play in front of him, the confidence that he gives them. He's just kind of a gamer. Like, he goes out there and he wants to win a game. He wants to play in the playoffs, and he's doing everything he can to get him there.
Well, the road show now heads to Toronto as it continues. Bailey, thank you for joining us. Appreciate this.
Thank you.
Thanks to Bailey, as always, for joining us. It's the Capitals and the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow at 7 Eastern, 6:45 airtime on 106.7 The Fan, and always right here on Caps Radio 24/7, heard for free at capsradio247.com. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
For the latest on the Capitals and hockey news around the clock.
Let's go, Caps!
Tune in to Caps Radio 24/7. Listen online via the Capitals mobile app at capsradio247.com.
Or ask Alexa
to play Caps Radio 24/7 on TuneIn.